bada, oh, we are, da 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 Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hey there.
Howdy, 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 howdy.
How we doing today?
Are you Woody? Howdy, 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 howdy.
I'm Sheriff Woody.
I'm doing pretty good today.
I've got the hat on. That makes me laugh.
I had it yesterday, not today.
No. I thought about that when you had cowboy hats. I thought,
it makes me laugh.
Definitely, we'll have to.
That's what everybody tells me.
You know, extend the headphones and the thing. Hey, listeners, it's homecoming week, and people have been in all kinds of garb. Today is not nearly as crazy. It is anything but a backpack day, so they're carrying around. There's a tire.
I brought my tires.
Over yes. He's Michael's
that is
got
a tire.
His
picnic baskets and
I believe
and
it's called a picnic basket.
A picnic wheelchairs. Basket, yes.
A wheelchair.
I saw yes, I actually saw a wheelchair saw today. A whole electric stove and oven.
I heard that.
I saw that today.
Is it on wheels?
That's the thing
on a dolly,
today.
Yeah.
Yeah, on a dolly.
On a dolly, it's, yeah.
They're not just like scraping it down the hallway.
Yeah, that would be great. Yes, yeah, I've heard.
Listeners are like, do that again. No.
The creativity of this thing is very fun. It's actually been a fun week. We had the symphony folks in on Tuesday, and I don't remember what the question was, but Sophia was wearing a pickle costume.
Yes.
And Sophia's response was, no, I'm just a pickle. That was the response to the conductor, which I thought was very funny.
Does she have a twin? Because it was twin day.
Yes, her brother was also wearing a pickle costume that day.
Does he go here? Really?
I don't. Yes.
It seemed like, because we only had one pickle
you're
in the room.
Looking at me, but I don't know.
And so that makes me think I'm looking around corners for another pickle.
Yes, right. Like, there must be another pickle somewhere.
Where could it be?
There's
yes,
because
Tuesday was twin day, right?
Yeah.
What was Monday?
Monday.
Have we done neon?
No. That's
neon
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Right.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Pajama day.
Yeah. Pajama day. Yeah. And yesterday was Wild West
or West Coast.
And people took that to mean a lot of different things. So we've got a lot of cowboy hats. We had people wearing like beach garb, you know, calling themselves West Coast. I don't think that's what West Coast means necessarily, but
supposed to spend way too much money.
I mean,
on,
it fits in
on clothes,
yeah, kind of.
If you go to the West Coast, you'll see somebody with stuff on.
You could have worn your Seattle Mariners shirt.
I could have, but I have a hat, and you don't get to wear that much.
You got a dollar. Yeah, you'll.
I was like, I'm gonna wear that.
Invest
yeah, you
in
wore
that.
Your
because I can't wear that in school any other day. And the same time I go places.
Right.
Well, listeners, today's date is September the 25th, 2025 at sometime.
It is 12:42 p.m.
12:42 p.m.
Indeed.
I totally screwed that up for the rest of us, but I don't know if we have a spiel. It's season 4, episode 2 on the Choir Corner, the 43rd episode.
Yeah.
Listeners,
we are. Nearing 50 here. We're going to do something special for
getting
50.
Old.
Yeah, we better. And it's not your imagination, listeners. We have been gone for a month
or
at this point.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, we recorded the very end of August. It's the end of September.
Yep.
For all intents and purposes.
Yep.
Or intensive purposes.
Intense.
Yes.
Like outside.
Intense.
Camping.
Intense.
Intense. Yes. I always go camping with my intents and purposes.
Yes, right.
So that I mean to be intense.
Ba-dum-ts.
Yes, but we dealt with illness and people gone and stuff happening, and it was just crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yes.
So it's okay. I was missing it, but I was like, we have a lot to do.
Yeah,
so.
It was. It's been a kind of disjunct start to the school year. Lots of stuff happening all the time. So happy to be back. Cool. Welcome back, everybody.
Of course.
Yeah. We're not actually in the corner because we've got a bunch of stuff here that we'll talk about later.
That's right.
I just thought I would say that and give you useless information.
Yes,
choir adjacent
we're all
to the corner.
Hey, Emily.
Hey.
This is so close.
You gonna cough through that whole thing?
Yep.
All right. I can cut that out.
That's all I can do.
I don't know who that is.
Play it again. Play it again real quick.
Start coughing.
The socials.
Mac?
It's Max.
Yeah. Right. I knew that.
He's not here anymore. He was
well
here
done.
A second ago. Emily, tell us about where you can... No, the socials.
All right. The socials. You can find our social medias on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter/X, and Facebook at Fremont HS Choir. And that's across all the different platforms.
Yeah.
We many have places.
Stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
Stuff
lots
everywhere.
Of promotion. You get to see all the other fun things we're doing and we talk about here, but we don't actually show.
Right.
Or we cannot.
That's very exciting.
You have to listen with your earballs.
Michael.
Can you find the podcast? I can. You know where I found it when I was just strolling around? I found it on Spotify. I found it on Apple Podcasts. I found it on Pocket Cast. And then once again, that's all I can remember. But I know there's more. Anywhere you can find a podcast, you'll find it. You'll find us there.
If you made it, then you did it.
The Choir Corner.
The Choir Corner.
Yeah. We're out there and available.
.com.
So there are three full seasons and the beginning of a fourth for you to catch up on if you have not.
Today in the 8 Ball, listeners, we have a very special guest, the inimitable Nolan Menning.
Ah.
Nolan dun, dun, dun.
Is in the,
it's
is
a
in
big
the
8 Ball.
Let's find out. Nolan, are you there?
I know you are, but what am I?
Oh.
Are you in the 8 Ball? That was
when in Rome.
So he's only in the... I'm confused. Only when we're in Rome, he's in that 8 ball.
Evidently.
I guess so.
Yeah.
It's a big 8 ball. He's a tall guy.
Yeah. And so, Nolan, did you find a good spot to sit?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Okay.
Make it so he's easy.
Just in the fetal position, laying inside the 8 ball, because that's all the room there is for him.
I think he has a lot of agreeable prompts. I was listening through, and I was like, okay, let's see if we can get somebody to go
he's
along with
pretty
our shenanigans.
Agreeable.
So,
that's good.
So, Nolan, we'll check back in with you.
Well, welcome, Nolan. We're so happy to have you.
Yeah. All right. We need to move on to our next fun segment, which is...
You've got mail.
We do. We have a bunch of comments from last week.
I know who that is.
Five of them, actually.
Do you know who that is? Who is it?
Carson Cooper.
It's Carson Cooper. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. He did a really nice job. He's got like a really good radio voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have five comments from last podcast.
Oh, my.
So we
are they all just short
some things.
Little blasts?
Kind of. Not necessarily. We'll see how these work out. Apparently, we said some things that were semi-controversial. So, or things that they felt they needed to respond to. So the first comment comes from Addie Busson, who said, Harmon, how could you not guess Elena's voice? I'm disappointed.
Wow.
To which Elena responded with a... emoji with the straight mouth and the squinted eyes looking at me like, I'm really bad. I haven't gotten one today either. So I'm really bad at this.
I've gotten all of them so far.
Yeah,
I mean,
this
it's not a very high
this
bar.
This is a thing I don't feel like I'm very good at. I don't know why, but I just don't feel like I'm very good. So I'm so sorry, Elena, to have let you down.
Yeah.
And Addie as well. She's disappointed.
We all have all of our strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
But we're just talking about how I can't learn like lyrics to songs. We've been singing songs over and over and over. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is an old song, okay? It's been around for a while. Certainly before I was born, and I still don't know all the words.
Right.
You've had some time, but it's okay.
Just don't remember them.
Yeah. If it's not a thing that you spend a lot of time doing or something that you put high priority on, I suppose.
People's voices, faces. Yeah. Sometimes that's hard.
Yeah.
My mom is especially bad at this. I saw someone you knew today. Yeah? Who was it? Oh, some woman.
I don't know.
I can't tell you.
Well, how do I know her? He's like, I don't know. She had hair.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Narrows it down.
Narrows it down. Yeah.
Yep.
Helpful. Thank
you. Yeah, I'm really not
I was like, did you tell her I said hi?
So.
No? Okay, well, that's meaningless.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom, if you listen to this. She does sometimes.
Hi, Susan.
Susan Lockwood.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry, Elena, and I'm sorry, Addie, to let you down. Gabe Calfee says, Harmon, I highly suggest you try out Terraria, Dead Cells.
Terraria,
thank you. Dead Cells, Helldivers, Rainbow Six Siege, Castle Crashers, and Risk of Rain 2.
I've played about half of those.
We talked about
of course,
me looking for games to replace the
Have Uncharted. You seen Starship Troopers?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's very funny.
Helldivers.
Okay.
Okay. It's amazing.
Okay.
It's basically Starship Troopers, the unofficial game.
I'm in. I love that
It's
idea.
So ridiculous.
I love that.
It's completely ridiculous.
I love that. He also wants to know... He says he's curious what everyone's favorite embarrassing song is.
What is embarrassing? Like what? Well, I guess I can't. Ask
I can't.
Him.
I don't know.
Well,
I am curious
have to
what everyone's favorite embarrassing song. I guess maybe like guilty pleasure.
One you like that you're
song.
Like not going to tell people you like.
Well, I'm not going to tell you guys.
I actually...
That that's why we're...
This is the conversation.
I'm quite fond of Wannabe.
Of the Spice Girls. Spice Girl song.
It's it's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, what a start.
Yeah, it's a great song.
I'll tell you what I'm all about.
Yeah, it's excellent. Yeah.
It's awesome. It's just great.
It's incredible.
That's like, if I'm in the car, it's like, this is a good drive.
I love it.
I'm in on it. I'm that's not even embarrassing to me. I'm down. I love it.
I'll jam out to that all day. I kind of find, because I'm not usually embarrassed by stuff like that though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't feel like somebody who has a much of embarrassment.
I do.
Gonna cough on Emily all
but
day.
But not on music. Music is one thing that I'm like, that's me.
Okay.
So, I gotta think though. There's gotta be one.
M?
I'm still thinking. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, I got it. I have a playlist, and it's like every single song that I like, I just jammed into one playlist. 700 songs long or something like that. I think it's more. And it's just every genre possible. If you listen to it, it's like the most bipolar thing ever. And sometimes I'll just put like a song from like a movie in there. And so every once in a while, you'll find like the Cantina song from Star Wars or like the Indiana Jones song.
Yeah.
Which is embarrassing, I guess, when it's when it comes on out of nowhere after like Eazy-E or something.
Sure,
I need to find a way to separate my like original movie soundtracks from like just your regular pop music, because for one, they're at a different volume level.
Right.
So you're just like, this is there's one that's dum 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 or whatever, you know, after the Spice Girls or something, and you're like, turn it up, right? And then the song's over. Ah, the next song is very loud.
Yes, right.
Yep. Nolan, you listen to music?
When in Rome.
When others people do,
clearly,
yes.
Yeah, clearly.
I'd say I like listening to the music that we've performed before in choir.
Mm.
I listen to like the Peace of Wild Things, like the Jake Runasod thing we did.
Yeah.
And I listen to it all the time. And I listen to other things we've done.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not embarrassing, but it's like, if someone asked me what I was listening to, I would have a hard time explaining. You're
explaining, yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
That's not, cool. Not our recordings, but like
the ones I find.
Not us. Okay.
Not us, no.
Right.
Listening to myself. Yeah. We're doing that right now.
Yeah, that's right. I'm kind of with you, Michael. Like, I mean, if a song's great, a song's great.
Right.
But I'm going to jam out to Party in the USA, things like that. Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, I dig it
Yeah.
a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm. No shame.
So if it... If it moves me, it moves me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I wrote for show choir Choose Your Fighter this year, which is from the Barbie movie.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And it's the one that is very clearly inspired by I'm a Barbie Girl.
Right.
So I was like, well, I've got to listen to I'm a Barbie Girl.
Yeah.
And so lately...
I love that song.
It's been in the car. I'm like, this is awesome. And you could sing that like just one-to-one with Choose Your Fighter. I mean, they're like absolutely the same song.
Same form, same, yeah.
It's amazing.
I used to know that song word for word, actually.
Me too.
I don't know.
Maybe you still do.
Is that the song you know the words to?
It might be the only one. Just the
only song, Barbie Girl.
That's it. That's the only one. Yeah.
There we go. I guess we're not all that embarrassing musically.
Yeah.
Hannah Henderson.
Oh. Speaking of rock bands.
I, Hannah Henderson, disagree with the sentiment that I'm better than a rock band.
Ah, I give you the fact. All year.
Rock bands are pretty cool. Now, who could argue with that? She says. She makes a compelling argument.
That sounds like
rock bands are cool.
That sounds like a part in a musical where they're about to sing a song.
Yeah.
Now, who could argue with that?
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
There's like some cue.
Yeah. Right.
You know who I think could argue with that?
I think everybody in choir.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
But even like Benjamin England could argue with anybody about anything.
Yeah.
I think that's probably true. Yeah.
I might have him as a lawyer come in here.
Just because you can say words and yell about it doesn't mean that you can.
Well, I was getting ready to say.
True.
I don't know that he always has supporting evidence.
It's like that one scene in Trek with Donkey.
You got to be more specific.
I'm thinking
the
really
one with
hard.
Donkey.
Oh, he's like, wow.
That
just because you can talk doesn't mean, you know.
Yeah. In response to Hannah, Alana says, Hannah Henderson
here.
Will always be better than a rock band.
Right.
Alana says.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
I just don't know how to make the point any more clear. We've voted. It was unanimous.
We did vote, yeah.
It wasn't unanimous because Hannah said no. But everybody else said she's better than a rock band. So.
But you can't vote for or against yourself. So she doesn't count.
I absolutely will vote for myself.
And how'd that go for you?
Well, One time it didn't, go,
didn't go very well.
I'm thinking about that story too.
One time it didn't go very well. Yeah. That's Nolan, a story for another day.
Rock bands?
Yep.
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 And those are our comments from season 4, episode 1.
Wow.
I really hope to see you guys soon. Very frequently, please.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, comment,
always
comment,
be commenting,
comment.
Please.
Who's you guys? Oh, ABC. The commenters.
Yes. ABC. Always be commenting.
Michael's segment.
Come on, guys. I know this one.
I got nothing.
This is Catherine.
It is Catherine.
It's well, Catherine.
Is it Otis or Otis?
I keep Otis.
Otis?
Yes.
Sorry, people in here. Like, how could you not know her name?
Catherine Otis.
Guess what, guys?
What?
It's time for my segment.
Wow. Yippee. Could you be more enthusiastic?
And it's time. Like, I'm sorry, guys. On September 25th, in 1968, Will Smith was born. I don't remember where he was born.
Will Smith of Slapping Chris Rock fame?
Yeah. Or the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, yeah, that guy, too.
Oh, he was born in West Philadelphia.
I think he was obviously in that.
He was born
and
raised on a playground, I think.
Spent most of his days there.
I thought it was on the basketball court.
Shooting some hoops.
Shooting some hoops. Well, I guess it was both. They're kind of hand in hand.
Born on
West
a basketball
Philadelphia,
court.
Philadelphia, born and raised on a playground is where I spent
born
most
and raised
of my
on
days,
a playground.
He says.
Right.
Well, he says on a playground is where I spent most of my days.
But in the video, he's not even on a playground.
He's
yeah, they are.
At a basketball court at a playground. Keep going. Will Smith was born
playgrounds
today. Happy guys. Birthday, Will Smith.
Playgrounds
Happy
in birthday. Philadelphia are just concrete jungles.
He's older than me.
I know.
In 1965, Scottie Pippen was born.
Ooh, Scottie Pippen.
Scottie Pippen.
Like, is this like today? We're doing today in history?
Yeah. September 25th, yeah.
That's why I usually try to start with that.
He cool. is the greatest number two player on a basketball team of all time.
I think Larry Bird is pretty cool, too, though.
Larry Bird's awesome, but he was never the number two. He was always the number one guy.
Oh, true.
Scottie Pippen was the number two option on those Chicago Bulls.
Oh,
teams.
On that team.
On those teams.
Yeah, uh-huh. You're right. I see that. Yeah.
You mean number two in terms of like draft or choice? Or I don't know how it works. Or do you just mean like he was like the second best guy?
He was like the second guy. He was the guy you'd go to second. Okay. Right. Michael right. Jordan is the best on the team. Scottie Pippen would be next.
Not literally second. Like, let's pass it to Jordan and then he'll pass it to Scottie
right.
Pippen.
Right. Not necessarily that way.
Is
right.
that probably not how basketball works?
Yeah.
We just go in order always.
Not necessarily.
I feel like they
yes.
can predict
it. Has
this.
To go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, shoot.
In some alternate Perfect. Universe, there is like an order of passing.
Yes, probably.
I love rules of things in alternate universes where you're just like basketball. There is basketball, but it's like slightly off.
Yeah, right. A little different version of basketball than what
yeah.
we have.
We actually run up and down the stands.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, okay.
Scottie Pippen is
interesting.
Was awesome. He was a player at an NAIA school, the same size as Midland. Drafted out of
wow.
an NAIA school and made it to the NBA and one of the 75 greatest players of all time named to that team.
Oh, greatness cool. blooms all over.
Yeah. Yes, Scottie yeah. Pippen.
Scottie Pippen.
Scottie Pippen.
Also,
happy birthday, Scottie.
On September 25th, the Bill of Rights was passed in Congress in 1789. Wow, that was really bad.
1979.
The Bill of Rights.
Bill
Let's
of Rights.
Go.
Interesting.
Let's go, Bill.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We've done a really good job.
Of course.
Of holding on to this thing, haven't we?
Yeah.
1890, Sequoia National Park was made a thing by
Where
U.S. Congress.
Established.
That's in California.
Is it?
I think so.
It okay. is in California.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Apple names all their Mac OS's after California places.
Oh, really?
You're on Sequoia.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know. I knew I was on the Sequoia.
They ran out of Big Cats, and then they went to California.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I guess I never really thought there was a, or recognized there was a theme.
There's a theme.
Got it. Interesting.
Sequoias are pretty cool.
The trees.
Very cool.
Huge. Gigantic, right?
Really, so, really
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're so old, too. It's yeah. very beautiful. You cool. know, sharks are older, though. Like, sharks have been around longer than trees.
They're ancient
I can imagine
species.
So.
Sharks are dope. I love sharks.
Well, a lot of species came from the ocean. Right. I mean, that's mm-hmm. where, like, evolution and stuff has begun.
Uh-oh. You guys are going to start arguing over this now.
Did you know that, jaguars are native to the Americas? There are no jaguars in the overseas.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I love jaguars.
Outside of zoos.
Jaguars are cool.
Are you talking about the car or are you talking about the big cat?
The cats. We're talking about cats.
Yeah.
There you go.
And leopards are in Asia and Africa and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, and they look kind of similar. Leopards and jaguars, they have similar kind of spots, but jaguars are more muscular. They have a downturned head.
Mm-hmm.
They're more American.
Leopards are a little more up. Cheetahs are not nearly as muscular. They're
I saw something about this.
Yeah, they're very
lean. What was that? I was... I saw something about or read something about this. Some of these big cats are, they're not considered something that like lions and tigers and that sort of thing are one sort of species, sort of vein of cats. And yes. Then like jaguars. And,
those are in Panthera, I think. They're in yes. A, or something. There is a different grouping
of them. They can't purr or they can't roar or something.
Oh, you and I
have
talked about this.
What
yeah.
was that we were talking about?
Well, it's lions, tigers, leopards, and jaguars can roar.
Uh-huh.
All the others can only purr.
Can only purr.
Right.
That's
because
what it was.
One, I forget which one it is, has like a bone and one has a cartilage piece.
Right.
And it's the cartilage will go...
Will vibrate.
That's the roar.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Interesting.
Cheetahs purr.
Yes, cheetahs yeah. can't roar.
Nope.
That's true.
Right.
Thank you, Wildcrats.
And also panthers, Wild black Kratz panthers, the black ones and stuff are either jaguars or leopards. There is no... Although we have Panthera, the... I'm going to say the wrong thing. Genus.
I think you're right about that.
Their panthers are actually just melanistic jaguars or leopards.
Right.
And it just depends okay. on where you are. So in Jungle Book, leopard, Bagheera,
mm-hmm.
is a black leopard because there can't be a jaguar because those are from North America and Jungle Book is in India
right.
or something. It's in like South Asia, you know.
Interesting.
Right.
Also,
fun fact. I got us really off topic.
That was really...
Yeah. Well, I did
that was a tangent. Like, yeah.
I let you guys speak because it's what makes what my thing so fun. It's
Bogatz
so chaotic.
Is going to go, I love this because he yes. really likes our tangents.
1957, the Little Rock Nine had their first full day of class today.
Oh, wow. This is the nine students who mm-hmm. were allowed to be in integrated schools.
Right.
Oh,
right.
In Arkansas.
In yeah. Arkansas.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 1493... Christopher Columbus leaves Spain on his second voyage to the New World.
Mm-hmm.
He did it all in a year, came back, and left again.
Basically.
That man is ambitious.
Right.
Very.
We can say, I mean, you know, for all the things about
but
Christopher
this time,
Columbus,
but this
he got
time,
things done.
Yes.
This time, instead of three ships, like he had that one time.
Nina,
17
Pinta, Santa Maria.
17 ships. Yeah.
Can we name all those?
17.
We don't learn those in school.
Can you name all those? Because I am not doing that.
We're coming to take over.
Something
then,
in Spanish.
17.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
Are they all named after saints and famous biblical women?
Sure.
We may never know.
I don't know.
I'm sure we can look
someone
it up.
Someone does. We'll find them someday.
Ding. Oh, there it is.
That's
there's
the bell.
Bell.
Ring,
thank ding, goodness.
Ding, ding, ding.
1992, NASA launched the Mars Observer probe.
I was alive.
Which was also lost after that, but
well, shoot.
It's okay.
We got stuff out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Get her done, as they do.
There's a high cost to science. You know, you got to, like, do things that may fail and then lose them. And you have to, you know, this is why, you know, NASA is a government-funded thing. And it's been hard. Let's make a little more noise. Ba-bang. Yeah, it's been hard to get, like private companies to, you know, want to fund science and exploration because it just costs a lot because there's, you know, experimentation and loss is just part of the game when it comes to science.
Indeed.
Why did they stop exploring the ocean? What's in the ocean that they can't explore anymore?
I don't think they, who I don't know who they is, but I don't think they've stopped exploring the ocean. Mm-hmm. Sure, somebody's
they
exploring
focus,
the ocean.
They focus on space now.
Who's they?
NASA. NASA was originally created to explore the ocean.
Oh, that's what you're saying. I didn't know that.
What did they find in the ocean?
Is this a that conspiracy, we need to, conspiracy situation?
Conspiracy.
Or,
yeah.
Do you have something to add, or are you just saying this to be provocative?
Probably.
Oh, okay.
I should have another segment.
Anyway.
Tin foil hat. I'll tell you.
Oh.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
My guess is that the recognition that the ocean is finite and space is not.
We'll never stop.
We have lots more to learn about the space.
True.
And the ocean.
Yeah.
I'm really interested in the ocean, though.
There
I
are,
know what's down
there.
In there
are ways to see distance. I mean, I suppose they have sonar and that sort of thing for the ocean too, but there are parts of the ocean they'll never be able to get to.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
So deep.
Well, and space. You know,
whatever. And
so
space.
Deep.
Right.
Right. Also.
That's from something.
That wasn't the tangent we liked, I guess.
That was good.
That was good. 2016.
I was alive.
Arnold Palmer died.
Oh, sure.
My favorite lemonade and tea
was
drink.
That,
I really like
Arnold Palmer.
Palmer
was a professional golfer.
The golfer, he died.
Yep. Professional golfer.
Was
and
it really
is,
his lemonade?
He's the he person who's it. Credited with combining lemonade and iced tea into one drink.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And we call it an Arnold Palmer.
Very I'm not going to lie. I do have an Arnold Palmer in my fridge waiting for me.
Mm. Nice.
Yummy.
What a life.
Nolan, delicious. Lemonade?
Yep.
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 We share a lemonade once in a while.
Us or you and Nolan?
Me and Nolan. We sit on the curb on a hot day and just you guys. Watch the cars drive by as we drink a lemonade.
Share a lemonade.
It's very romantic.
That's life.
You guys are very romantic. Old men already.
You guys are...
I can't wait until I can wear overalls and
you can do it
sit
now.
In a rocking
chair. Stopping you?
You can do it
now. If I did it now, I'd look like I was a poor kid from the Great Depression.
Michael,
like
I don't think you're worried about what people think of you already. I don't think that's a thing. And if it is, then you hide it pretty well.
Yep. I try. Actually, this is the place where I express myself the most.
Oh, I see.
Also, in 2017, Tom Petty had his last performance.
Oh, what a sad day.
Yeah.
I remember being in school when he passed away. I think it was in the spring or something like that. And
we listened to some
stuff. We listened to some Tom Petty that day. And so sad.
Very sad.
He was on my list of artists I wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad.
Is that all you got, Michael?
Good list. September 25th.
That's a lot happened on this day in history.
Scottie Pippen and Will Smith.
Yeah.
And the Bill of Rights.
And the Bill of Rights.
And Christopher Columbus.
Good job, Bill.
And Tom Petty.
He's just a bill, but he made it.
Yeah.
Just a bill sitting on Capitol Hill.
On Capitol Hill, that's right.
Yep. Mm.
Max wanted me to tell you guys that birds are fake, especially pigeons. They're
said I was a pigeon today.
They are from the government. They're government spies, and they are robots.
Yes.
And some people ask me
more conspiracy theories.
How do robots poop? What is bird poop? That's actually oil and battery acid mixed together. That's why it's like that. So.
I see.
Yes, and they poop on everything to destroy the evidence.
Excellent.
Of stuff.
I do throw away anything that gets bird pooped on.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a matter of principle.
Exactly.
Yeah. Emily.
You make a compelling argument.
I'm going to move this along. We've got...
For the record...
Johnny Sexy.
Gabe.
What? Gabe, you're correct. Umami. You got one.
Oh, no.
Hooray.
Well done.
Thank you.
All right. It is now my segment, and I'm very excited for this one. Last one I did was Leve. If you haven't listened to some of her music, here's your reminder. This next one is one of my favorite, and they actually have a lot of similarities despite having very different music. Today, I've chosen Dirt Turns to Gold by Zach Top.
Never heard of the song or the artist.
Zach Top is... he's a pretty new artist. He's kind of gotten his fame pretty recently, as in the last year or two. He was born on September 26th, tomorrow.
Almost close. Close. Smith.
So close. Yeah. He's from Washington, and he grew up in a ranch, I believe.
Alan Jackson's ranch.
There you go.
That's true?
Mm-hmm.
Whose segment is this, Michael?
Sorry.
It's okay. He found his love for music when he was in a bluegrass band with his siblings.
The bell like bluegrass.
Thank you.
I always think by the time we get to the third one, I'm like, there's one, there's four?
Yeah. Gosh,
go on, sorry.
So he actually was not originally going to be a music artist. He went to college in Colorado to be a mechanical engineer. And after 2 years, he decided that it wasn't for him and that he was going to drop out and move to Nashville. In Nashville, he kind of pivoted towards traditional country music, not so much bluegrass, and he put out his first album in 2023. His music is most...
2023. This is recent.
Very recent. He actually has 3 albums. One in 2023, one in 2024, and one very recently in August.
Cranking them out.
Yes. His music is very much inspired by 90s country. So, like, thank George Strait, Alan Jackson, Randy Travis. And he kind of found his rise to fame when he toured with artists like Lainey Wilson. And he is currently on his sold-out solo tour. He also won the New Male Artist of the Year at the CMAs last year. And when I checked today, he has 243 million streams on his biggest hit called I Never Lie. My favorite album of his is probably his second one called Cold Beer and Country Music. My favorites are probably the hits, the Sounds Like the Radio. My second favorite is probably There's the Sun, Dirt Turns to Gold, Bad Luck, and Use Me. They're very, very good. This genre is definitely classic. Should we stop for this?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Boop, boop.
So this genre is definitely classic country, and it reminds me of being at the farm, at my grandparents' farm, and just being out in the country. Every time when I would wake up at their house, when I would stay over, the radio would always be on, and so I'd listen to country music for hours before they actually got up. And so this genre is pretty close to my heart because it reminds me of all of my family, who I love very much.
It's a sense memory, definitely. It's like the thing you hear, and it's like, oh, it takes you home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I chose this song, Dirt Turns to Gold, because it kind of tells that exact story. It is about a conversation that Zach has with his dad, where he says, I'm moving out. Like, I can't deal with this slow country living anymore. I'm not working on that old car in the garage anymore. I'm going to the big city, and I'm moving away. And when he actually gets to the big city, he misses the sounds of the whippoorwills and the peaceful sounds of home. That's just apart from the song. And I think it's really important. I really like the song. It's beautiful. It has, it's mostly acoustic guitar. It has like steel guitar in it. And yeah, it just brings me home. And I really like the song.
I was waiting for you to say the name of the artist again. I've forgotten.
Zach Top.
Zach Top. Okay. One word?
No.
Two words.
Zach.
I have to look this
excellent.
Up. This sounds up my alley.
Does it?
It does kind of. Yeah, because I've gotten more into like just kind of like just American acoustic stuff. Yeah.
He's an incredible guitar player, actually.
Incredible. Very, very great.
Yeah. Feels like he should work with like Billy Strings. And
he did.
Has he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also big right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one on your list?
No, not right now.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I have lots of options, but I chose this one specifically because he is bringing old country and traditional country back into the spotlight, just as Leve did with her classical music. And I think, I don't know why I gravitate towards that, but I think it's awesome that these two both have incredible musicality and are kind of going against the grain and bringing back to these great, amazing older songs that I love so much.
You mean old country? Like you said, he was into bluegrass, but then like wasn't and went back to like old country. Does that mean like more about the songwriting and less about the technical stuff? Because I think of bluegrass as like there are songs, but like it's a very technical, fast sort of thing. So is this more like not necessarily like slow stuff, but like just more about like the song and the lyrics?
There is like a lot of storytelling. Most of these songs are lyrical in the way that they tell a story. I would say the genre is, it still is very technical. There's still lots of different instruments laid on each other, but it's more of like a band feel, and there's no like synths or like kind of electronic sounds. It's all very much instrumental.
Okay. Or trap beat. There's no trap beat.
Shucks.
I hate trap beat in country music. It's not real country music.
Michael and I have very similar opinions when it comes to country music.
Yes. You guys are purists a little bit. That doesn't have to be a binary, like all or nothing kind of thing, but like you like a little bit of like, this is the roots of the thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can understand that. I like it. I'm gonna have to look that up because that does sound actually kind of like sort of up my alley. I like when people play. Like I like music that sounds like someone has skill.
Yes.
And has played and put into it, you know.
I listen to a lot
of recording real instruments. I'm into that.
Yeah. I listen to a lot of his live stuff just because it's so, so good.
Yeah. I also like live. My parents didn't like live albums when I was growing up and stuff. I was like, why? They're like, it's different than the thing. I was like, well, yeah. Like, it's, you know, here they're actually playing. You know, they're different. Like, they messed up right here. I could tell, you know.
I got to listen to him live. Just want to put that out there.
So jealous. When was that? About it.
He went on tour with Lainey Wilson last winter. Well, like November, I guess. And I went there just to see Zach Top. I didn't even stay for Lainey Wilson.
Mm. Listeners, Zach Top. Old Dirt something. I forget. What's the name of the song?
Dirt turns to gold.
Dirt turns...
Old dirt turns roads. Old dirt roads and
but
gold.
I recommend it's like listening all to lyrics. Music, yeah, pretty much.
Was the sub game between For the Record is like, how much can Lockwood like remember what you actually just said?
I do speak pretty quick, so I apologize. Zach Top.
Zach Top.
Go back and re-listen if you need to.
Old Dirt.
Yeah. No.
All right, team. We need to move along a little bit. We're going to sort of run out of time here. So our next fun game is...
Mad Lib.
Hi, Jack.
I wonder who that is.
Jack, yes. He was feeling kind of sick, actually, when we did that. So he was like, I'm going to try things that are not quite as high. So he's getting his grit. We decided to turn into Robert De Niro there.
Vengeance.
Or whoever.
Is that what that was?
Al Pacino. I don't know. Right. De Niro, okay. Pacino, they're all the same to me. So, team, we have a Mad Lib. It's the 21st Mad Lib.
Ah.
Done a lot of Mad Libs. Yeah. Half as many as we have podcasts. I'm going to start with Michael. Give me an adjective.
Blue.
Harmon, an adjective.
Smoky.
Mm.
An action verb, Emily.
So that's like...
Something you do that is a verb like running.
Got it.
Eating.
Slipping.
Another action verb.
Mm.
One that doesn't do anything to a noun. It's just a thing you do.
Oh. Gosh, this is my... I'm not good at this.
Intransitive is the real word name for this.
Driving.
A noun.
Box.
A body part.
Finger, I don't know.
Finger, I don't know.
Michael, an abstract noun.
Abstract?
Yes, person, place, thing, or idea.
Oh.
Yes, idea part of the thing. A lot of T-I-O-N words of this. Or whatever.
You're confused. I feel stupider and stupider at the minute.
Stupider.
Exactly. Let's go with...
Stupidity is one.
Stupidity.
There you go. Because it's a thing, but it's not a thing. Not physical. Harmon, an action verb.
Throwing.
Body parts, plural.
Ears.
Fingers, I don't know.
Finger, I don't know.
Heck, I don't know.
Abstract noun.
Oh my gosh. Jeep Cherokee.
It's a real thing.
That's a noun.
Oh, that's abstract.
Like something
thing.
You can't see.
Abstract is something you can't see, feel, touch.
Oh.
An idea. It's air. Like an idea.
Air. I mean, air is real, but I'll take it.
Sure.
It has mass. It has mass. You can weigh it.
Not air, no. I guess.
Well, then what do you want to do?
Space.
Space is actually the absence of something, so that's good. I'll take that. Harmon, a family member.
Second cousin once removed.
Mm.
Mm. Animals, plural.
Mm. Porcupines.
Fingers, I don't know.
A number.
Could work always.
27.
Got it. Harmon, a feeling.
Empathy.
A unit of time.
Seconds.
A saying. Something you say.
Oh, I've got so many good ones. Hold up. Well, now I don't know
He's
what to say.
He's going through his library of phrases here.
I have to get through all like the cobwebs first, I think. I have a lot of them, I swear.
You just said a good one.
That was a great one.
A minute ago.
Wait, I did?
Yeah.
What was it?
Your response to Emily.
What did I say?
Heck,
I don't know.
You know.
That's a good one.
A saying. Another saying.
Do the thing.
Emily, another way of saying no way.
Not a chance.
A number.
2.3 billion.
Harmon, something small.
Ants.
Ants.
Well done.
Good. Emily, a famous person?
Zach Top.
Oh, thanks.
You sure you want to throw your person into this? Who knows what's going to happen?
Oh, no.
Okay, I need to use this person twice. Sometimes there's continuity. A quote. Not just a saying, but like...
Oh, no.
It could be a movie quote. It could be a politician quote. It could be a whatever.
No. I do this all the time when I'm talking to people, and then I forget it in a situation like this.
Do, 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 do,
do. That just makes it worse.
Sorry.
It does. I feel so stupid. Why am I like this?
Well, you know,
a quote.
I'm going to edit this.
Yeah.
Or keep all of it. Who knows? Sorry, listeners.
Hey, this is great radio.
Have you made it to your destination yet? I bet you wish you had.
This is when they get to their destination and sit in their car waiting for it to get over with. Yeah,
gosh, this end is worthless.
Gosh, what am I going to do? You said a quote?
Yes.
Can be from a movie, too.
Yeah.
Grape Scotch by, that's a saying.
You mean though. Great Scott?
No.
Grape Scotch?
From Barney Stinson.
Okay, from How I Met Your Mother.
Yes.
Okay. A profession?
Choir director.
Choir director. Choir director.
Emily, something that emergency first responders do.
Clear.
A direction?
North.
A city?
Seattle.
Mm.
Teacher?
Mr. Harmon.
Mr. Harmon. And Michael, something that young children do for play.
Erector sets.
All right. Today's Mad Lib is about the circus. Just thought it would be fun to change in settings. Just have a whole list of like, where can we go? What can we do? We're getting farther and farther away from it having anything at all to do with music, but it's fun. It's all led up to this week. It's the first week of circus training, and I couldn't be more blue.
No.
For years, I've dreamt only of the thrill of performing dangerous stunts in front of a smoky crowd. Slipping, driving, catching a box with a finger. Absolutely thrilling. The spectacle of the circus brings tears to the eyes and wonder to the spirit and stupidity to children. And brings grown men and women to throwing until they can't anymore. Throwing never works every time we do Mad Libs.
Yes, right.
Every time we have an action, we're like throwing and it never works. Whatever. I wrote one day one. I'm assuming that means one day. Okay. One day, our master of stunts addresses the new class of recruits. This is a fulfilling profession. I'm giving you my air quotes. But you must know the risks. Some have lost their ears. Others, their space. You must be fully prepared for the mental and physical stresses or go back to your second cousin once removed. Everyone agreed that they're ready, so off we went. First bit of training, jumping over a pit of porcupines who haven't been fed in 27 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Who's they're first? Hungry. Anyone feeling brave or empathic? You said empathy. I think so. Someone gets pushed to the front. You, let's go. The poor fool steps up to the launching station, takes a big breath in and out, turns back to us and says, you know... Heck, I don't know. with a leap, it's all over but the crying. The trainee falls into the pit, and that's the end of that. His short life cut even shorter. Well, I think we've learned a lot. You know, do the thing. Let's move on. So we move on. This is our life now. For the next exercise, I hope you've all signed your waiver, he reads. Serious injury may occur. Ask your doctor before beginning circus training. Blah, blah, blah. Yep, that's the whole spiel. Now, who's up first to get sawn in half? to this, the group of trainees doesn't hesitate to draw a line in the sand with a not a chance, not for $2.3 billion. Okay, okay. Skipping that for now. Here's something a little more your speed, perhaps. Juggling flaming ants. Sure, that sounds better. Definitely safe. We're all paired up. I end up with Zach Tupp as we pass the hot potato back and forth.
Wow. It's like Squid Games.
They're doing fine. But it's a struggle for me, and I'm dropping them and getting minor burns all over. And Zach Top doesn't miss a beat with their most famous phrase, you know, grape scotch, as Zach Top always says.
That's what
Thanks.
He always says.
I feel a little better.
Yes.
Well, a few more bits of group training go by, and I'm starting to doubt whether I'm really committed enough to make it in the circus business. Ah, you can do it, cries the stuntmaster. Do you think choir directors feel fear the first couple of times they have to clear? Of course, but they keep the faith and they keep working at it. And you just got to keep your head north and remember, Seattle wasn't built in a day. And most importantly, even if Mr. Harmon Durr tells you you can't, keep on doing erector sets.
Yeah.
Yep. I've said that 100 times. Keep on doing erector sets.
No, I think it's you're saying that you can't do it. Then other people need to just, despite
keep,
you having...
Don't keep doing on it. Doing erector sets.
Yeah. There you go. Listeners, that was our Mad Lib. If you'd like to throw in a word, listeners, you can send an email to me, elliot.lockwood@fpsmail.org, with some word and I'll fit it in. It'll be great.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Somebody do it.
Please.
Somebody hey, Nolan, did you enjoy the Mad Lib?
When in Rome.
You enjoyed
or
Mad
Seattle.
Yeah, or...
Why didn't Seattle?
Yeah. It was Rome, yes. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Right, but Seattle was.
Wow. Yeah.
Nolan, should we move on?
Nah.
Oh.
Well, I think we should. We're running out of time quickly and quickly. Both things. It's time for...
Soda shop?
Some of them are kind of weird.
What do you mean?
It's the chords.
Oh, got it.
Oh.
Was that Hannah?
It is.
It was.
Yeah.
Hen. Better than a rock star.
Better than a rock band.
Rock band.
Yes, better than rock.
Or a rock star.
It's perfect that she's the one talking about Soda Shop, since there is a rock band at Soda Shop and, you know, all those things.
It's true. A real true blood rock band. Yes.
Yeah.
We're so good.
Yeah. Very.
Yeah, we're fine.
We're going after it for Soda Shop. It's coming up just less than 2 weeks away on October 7th. We have a 7 o'clock performance. Tickets are available now at fremont.booktix.com.
.com.
Yes. So, go buy some tickets. They're general admission tickets, but
general admission.
But you are welcome to buy tickets and come join us. That money goes towards scholarships for our graduating seniors. So the Booster Club appreciates everybody who comes to the Soda Shop concert.
Hashtag pack the Nell.
Pack the Nell.
Pack the Nell.
He's listened to the podcast before.
Yes.
Man.
So we're doing a color theme this year for Soda Shop. So the concert title is Full Spectrum.
Full Spectrum.
And the idea is that we've tried to select music with different colors in the title, so there aren't multiple blue songs or whatever. So we're doing all sorts of great stuff.
We could
stuff.
Do that just to mess with people.
Yeah, just all the blues.
Haven't we already done blue?
Yeah.
So, sorry, listeners, if that's the sound of your voice, I'm really sorry. Right.
What's your favorite song on Soda Shop, guys?
I'm going to let her go.
Currently, I've had a lot of fun doing Red in Cadence.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, the Taylor Swift tune.
I am really excited to see how Purple Rain pans out, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a really big fan of the song, so I hope we do it justice.
Yeah, we need to spend some more time with that.
Yep,
that's kind of languished with all the other stuff.
Yep.
I went on a little bit of a spiel last podcast about it, but I'm really excited for Purple Rain. I love Prince. And I want to hear Black or White because I also love Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm really excited to be playing on that one. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Coming up.
We're 6, 7, 8, 9 piece bands at times.
Yeah, we're going to throw everything but the kitchen sink at it.
Yeah, we're having a blast.
It'll be a big old thing.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's been really fun seeing the band grow because I was in it when I was a freshman and I remember being one of like 3 people in the band, and it's been really exciting to know that people are also interested in doing the thing.
Just more people.
I'm encouraged by that too. It's fun to, I mean, we're just throwing a lot of people out of their comfort zone. You know, some people are really, you know, really, you're experienced and Kalea's experienced and stuff, and probably some other people I'm forgetting. I'm sorry if you're experienced, but there's a lot of, oh no, I've never done this before, you know, but we start early enough and make it fun, and
this is a chance to make it happen.
It's low stakes.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and we'll play. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be great. We're not front and center. We're in the back. You know,
yeah, it'll be great.
I'm excited for Orange Colored Sky. I like that one.
That's a fun one.
That's mine. I'm always gonna like the swing tune.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
I love Nat King Cole.
I'm looking forward to seeing the dance play out. I haven't seen any of that yet. So Brown Eyed Girl.
What? Oh, it's Brown Eyed Girl. I don't even know what tune it was.
Yep.
Also a great song.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of that play out yet, so I'm looking forward to that. And I mean, really everything is, it's such a really eclectic group of songs and styles and things like that, you know, from a swing tune to a little more traditional vocal jazz thing to a bossa nova to, you know,
to a really strange rendition of Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little more traditional jazz kind of. Yeah.
Is it Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
I think it's just Over the Rainbow.
Over the Rainbow.
Yeah.
Because
at least that's what this is titled.
Yeah. Yeah.
So listeners, if you like music and you like colors and you like fun and weird and also normal and regular, come to the Soda Shop. $5. $5.
Yeah. $5 for tickets.
$5.
It's about an hour.
October 7th.
It's a great time. October 7th,
Tuesday.
7 o'clock in the Nell. You're right. Pack the Nell.
Pack the Nell.
Yeah,
come check it out. Come see
Fremont, Nebraska.
What
Nebraska.
We're doing here.
Just in case.
we're having a blast. So
around the river bend.
So just around the river
where you can paint with all the colors of the wind.
Uh-huh.
Should have done.
Yeah, we talked about that.
I did.
Yep.
Nolan, you pumped?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Oh, let's go.
Absolutely. Let's go. That's right. Yeah. So What have we not mentioned that's on the list? Oh, Yellow Submarine, a fun little like vocal, like pop vocal arrangement of Yellow Submarine that's kind of goofy and off the wall. It's fun.
I told them that's going to be someone's favorite song.
That's right.
They're going to be like that's that the one thing they'll, they'll glob onto. Glom.
Yeah. The Accidentals is doing Fields of Gold, the Sting tune. That's coming along quite nicely. We're going to maybe consider some band support stuff there just to help it out a little bit.
Oh, we are.
Really pretty low for those basses down there, so that'll be a thing. What else? Oh, the Kelly Clarkson tune, Behind These Hazel Eyes.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. So
that's a rock band.
Yeah. Yeah, we're killing it. We're going to have a great time.
Killing it with kindness.
Yeah, we're having a great time. So hope you guys are having a good time with Soda Shop.
See you there.
Yeah, October 7th, 7 o'clock, $5 tickets.
Give me your money.
Wow.
Fremont.booktix.com.
Give us. Not Michael personally.
Yes. Us, not me.
Yeah. So it's
I'll take it.
It's whoever gets the scholarships.
We'll see you there.
Yeah. Yes. It's going to be great. Whoever applies and gets the scholarships, yeah.
Be there or be square.
Looking forward to it. So we have to end the podcast here pretty quickly, but we have sort of a melancholy, sad sort of news here. This week we were informed that Marilyn Pepke passed away, and so we've been this week, of course, sort of trying to navigate that loss and what that means, you know, for us personally and what that means for the department and all those sorts of things. We know that there are students and parents and faculty and folks who were connected to Marilyn who are really hurting now and just a really sad situation and the members of the podcast crew here decided we wanted to make sure we mentioned her and sort of brought her her to back to, you know, to the forefront here.
Yeah, we couldn't put this out and just not say something.
Yeah, not say something. So so RIP Marilyn Pepke, we're going to miss you here and we're so thankful for everything you meant to us and to the community and, you know, music and otherwise, you know, you were a shining light. So
I've been here a long time.
A long, long time.
I mean, in the district.
Yeah, 46 years.
Hot music, she was in the elementary. Music in the district. This is before I was here.
Yep.
I didn't really know her very well. I mean, we mostly just heckled each other.
Sure. She did that with a lot of people. Yeah. She just had a really kind heart.
Come into the room and be like, why are you sitting down? Stand up. Go.
She was a fun person to be around.
She's like, what shows are you doing? She's like, you're working too hard.
Yeah. So we wanted to make sure we mentioned it and didn't just bypass that loss because it's a big one and one that's going to be felt for a long time for us. So
did you guys have her at the middle school as a accompanist?
I had known her 8 years now. Yeah. So yeah, she was very dedicated and I have a lot of fond memories with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's this picture of her at the drum set. Going around, does she like play the drum set for a thing sometime?
I had never actually seen that before. I think my favorite memory from her is when she would be behind the piano, but she would always have her walker because she had some hip issues. And she would always say, well, I'm keeping those boys in line and wave her walker around.
Yeah, you lay down the hammer. That's right.
Yeah. Don't mess with her.
Yeah, don't mess with Marilyn for sure.
Yep. People make the thing go. So then, yeah, when people are gone, it's like you feel it because you miss them and stuff. Right. But also, like, it's like you're part of this community, this apparatus.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, shoot.
You know? These relationships that we create together as teacher, student, peers, teacher to teacher, you know, student to student are ones that are hard to replicate outside of what we do. And so those relationships are formed through hard work and dedication and like-mindedness and that sort of thing. But they're also ones that become part of your heart and your soul. And so when you lose somebody like that, when you miss somebody like that, it can be devastating. So
it's been a hard month for funerals. Like I've been to so many funerals and things. It's just been,
right.
It's been one of those.
Right.
And for me anyway, it's all people that I'm like that I'm not super close to that I've known, but it's just been, it's been weird to go to all these things and like I'm not that impacted personally myself, but it's like it doesn't stop.
Yeah, and I mentioned that to the students this week because I know there are some students who had pretty close relationships with her, but ones who maybe didn't or didn't know her or didn't know her well, and it's sort of hard when you're in a situation where people are mourning and feeling sad and maybe somebody's crying and that sort of thing, and you don't feel that way. And so it sort of feels weird, like, what's wrong with me or why?
You know don't
what
have I mean? To. That's normal.
It's okay if, you know. And so I mentioned that to the students this week that, you know, if this is not affecting you in, you know, a real profound way, that's okay too. You know, that's fine. So, but we're going to miss her around here, and we're definitely going to miss her in this community. She means a lot to the community of Fremont and you know, as a teacher, as a person, as a human, you know. So we're going to miss her for sure.
Well, so, those were the bells, people. It's probably about time we get you to class.
We're coming down to the end.
I guess so.
Oh, there's the last one. Now you're late.
It'll be okay.
We'll send you a passage. You'll be okay. We did it. Episode 2.
Yeah.
We're episode 2, season 4.
We're going to try to get back to twice a month. Yep. You know, every 2 weeks, not once a month. That was, we were quite lackadaisical.
Right. That's the goal. So all right. Well, anything else for the good of the order?
The order.
The order.
Nolan?
Nah.
Nope. Nah.
Nope.
All right. Well, have a great week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
See ya, chat.
Wow.
Talk to you later.
Smell you later.
Smell you.
Goodbye.
Hey, oh, ba, way, 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 oh, ba,